So maybe let's just start with your name and background.
My name's Russell Samuel Myers Ross, and I'm from the South Cotine Nation. Grew up in Williams Lake. Went to school in Victoria for a few years, and came back with a Master's of Indigenous Governance at University of Victoria, and now currently holding teaching jobs and trying to do organizing in my own community with my own family, and try to learn more of the culture and language.
What brings you to the Commons Conference?
Well, I guess Harjap Gruel brought me to the Commons.
Yeah.
With the thought that I just like possibly just update on what's happening with the Taseko Mines Limited in my nation, South Cotine, and just reflect on possibly what solidarity might mean as well. I didn't really get to that when I spoke, but it's still an interesting thing for me to reflect on, especially with a few of the people that we work with up in Williams Lake, because really when you start to divide things up between who supports Taseko Mines, you realize their motivation is all money, and then you realize the people that you actually work with actually do care about you and are essentially friends. So you realize there's a little bit more love and strength there.
Do you want to do like a quick backgrounder on the struggle or the fight against Taseko Mines?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the full history, but I know, I mean, I was just a kid when Taseko first came in. I know they were doing exploration in 1995, and even then it was like a contentious issue. The leadership within the nation actually tried to force the exploration teams out. I don't think they had much effect, and they sent letters to government requesting, even what we do now, that there is no consent and that there is no treaty to base the extinguishment of our land or that the land was purchased legitimately by the Crown. So, I mean, that's essentially what was said in the letters, is that, I think the first issue was like, who owns the land? And it's totally unresolved, and I think it's, I guess that's sort of one of the backgrounders to it. The other was that Taseko's done, at first, sort of an enormous job at trying to consult with people and trying to figure out what they might be able to accommodate. So if you looked at the literature, it's almost like 9 binders in size, covering like water, covering their First Nations consultation process and looking at all the environmental effects that they were able to sort of somewhat mitigate. But I guess the issue was that they had about 4 or 5 different plans that they could do, but they were consistently expressed that they wanted to drain Tultambi or Fish Lake and make it into an open pit mine. I don't know whether or not I should go in further to what's happening now, which is that they haven't, they've decided, because of the last rejection of the federal government, that they've decided that they're not going to go directly at the lake, but go make an open pit mine right beside it, and at least for now. And I think, I don't know, I guess one of the big issues as well is just not just the size of the project, because that's sort of like a big issue for people, is that like here's like a huge cultural space that's going to be like totally destroyed. There's like burial sites, there's old dwellings that people still need to like excavate and do archaeological work on. There's an old trail that moves through there that's like hundreds of years old. Mm-hmm. Even cremation areas and burial sites on the sides of the trails for the people that couldn't make it that far on the trails. There's homesteads, old cabins, some that have been abandoned and some that are still in use and that people regularly come to. So there's that level of just like the cultural level of like that's going to just disappear, but also the memories of those places, because a lot of people actually spent time there and have moved on, like they've moved into town or they've moved back to Hani or so they've spent a lot of time there and they have like a lot of memories of that area. For me, one of the biggest issues itself is just the level of trust that we've been able to that we feel has sort of been broken in different ways by Taseko mines and I think with the Crown as well, like we're looking at consultation. I think both sides sort of need to generally agree and trust each other along the way. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level where I think it stopped maybe 3 years ago, and that was when the plan was to have a joint panel process where both the Crown, the provincial and the federal, and the Tsazkote Nation would be determining whether or not this project should go through. And I think the province is the one that sort of pulled out, and it forced the federal government to do their own panel review process. The provincial government, which is like highly kind of political interfered with, and that's said by people in the inside that the ministers have put like a lot of pressure on the bureaucrats to like pull this thing through. And then leaving the Chilcotin completely out and not with like a decision making process that we could fully feel comfortable in saying yes or no, this is a good project. So that's, I think, and then you add on the layers to the extent that the Tsazkote Nation or the government actually doesn't even want to have a conversation with Taseko until things can be worked out where it isn't total destruction and that you can trust each other and so on.
So in terms of you saying that, in terms of solidarity with the struggle, what does that look like?
So far the Council of Canadians in Williams Lake, they kind of went on a campaign before this on water issues, so the privatization of water in Williams Lake, and they were actually successful. They brought the issue forward, and they actually convinced a lot of people and even the councillors at the time that it was a bad idea to privatize. And so they're sort of moving. I think especially a couple people in the organization were really disturbed that it was becoming a Native and white divide. So it's like almost sort of the white supremacists of the kind of the Chamber of Commerce in Williams Lake kind of chose to make this sort of like a racial division. And so the Council of Canadians were kind of infuriated by it and wanted to do something as well so it's not shown as this like cowboy versus Indian kind of scenario. So I think they were probably the best model locally, and I think they didn't know how to approach the Tsazkote Nation, because things are just the way that organizations are built, it's not really conducive for like inclusivity all the time. So that was the hardest thing, and I think the only thing that really brought it out was like doing small protests and small rallies and small gatherings and trying to bring people out and trying to become more transparent and open, and it just brought people together in the same spot, and I think friendships actually developed along the way. So I think that was a positive sign of like solidarity.
In terms of solidarity, then, what do you think people who are involved with grassroots media and art projects and so on, and what do you think youth can do in terms of solidarity with this project and with struggles in general?
Well, I don't know how to comment too much. I know for myself, I'm trying to work to build like a video contest for South Cotean youth to kind of share what they have learned in their home and their land and try to express it in a way that like obviously shows a totally different vision than one that might be very corporate and you know, because I think overall, I think, and you see it in like all the other forms of art that South Cotean youth are showing, is like whether it's like theater or just like visuals or photographs, you see this sort of need or this yearning for a resurgence of their indigenous culture. So I have no doubt that you know that's going to be what is shown in those videos, and I think it's been shown before in other people, other youth videos and art as well. So I suppose like the only thing to do is try to like find some sort of incentive or reward to like keep producing that.
Awesome. Sweet. Thank you, man.
Thank you.